This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. George Smiley is an iconic character, longtime professional spy who's mild, podgy, middle-aged, and blends into London's fog and old gray streets. John le Carré put Smiley at the center of 8 spy novels in the 1960s and 70s. Alec Guinness portrayed him indelibly in the 1979 TV series made from le Carré's novel Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy.
You haven't perhaps been using your star for any special jobs lately, have you? Either at home or abroad. I mean the kind of special jobs which, for good reasons of security, you haven't felt able to mention in your returns.
Smiley is forced to resign when an operation in Eastern Europe goes wrong. But he's quietly called back to MI6 when they discover there may be a mole eating into the heart of the organization. The new take on a Cold War classic is directed by Thomas Alfredson, features some of the best British actors of our time, including Colin Firth, John Hurt, and Kieran Hines. But it's still Smiley's story. And this time he's portrayed by an actor who's played Sid Vicious, Pontius Pilate, Lee Harvey Oswald, Dracula, and Harry Potter's godfather, Gary Oldman.
I'm retired, Oliver. You fired me.
The thing is, some time ago, before Control died, he came to me with a similar suggestion. That there is a mole.
We've joined Gary Oldman in New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
A pleasure.
When somebody first came to you and said, "We want you for George Smiley," did you say, "Oh my gosh, that's Alec Guinness"?
Something like that, yeah. And I was familiar with the books. I was familiar with the television series, old enough to remember in the days before TiVo and the VCR, where we would organize one's social calendar around that hour a week to watch Tinker Tailor. I did not say yes immediately because the ghost of Guinness loomed. He was a phenomenal actor, very much beloved, and was the face of Smiley.
So what changed your mind?
The opportunity was too good to pass up. And I think I played a sort of trick with my mind and thought, well, look, you know, treat it as a classical part. There have been many Hamlets, many Romeos, many King Lears, you know. You're always walking in the shadow, certainly in the theatre. If you're doing classical work, you are constantly walking in the shadow of all the people that played the part before you.
Gielgud did this.
Gielgud did that. Richard Burton
did all of them,
this,
yeah.
Or, you know. So that's how I sort of viewed it. It's just a reinterpretation. You know, you're setting yourself up, but there you are. That's the keeps you on your toes.
John le Carré just turned 80. Did he get involved? Did he talk to you?
He gave his blessing to this. And his brief to Thomas Alfredson, the director, he said, look, don't make the book. Take the book. Capture an essence, a spirit of the book. The book exists. And he said, and if you go and make a bad movie, the book will still be good.
Well, tell me what you think you might have done differently with George Smiley. A lot of critics have pointed out that Alec Guinness in the original series, bless him, he could make George Smiley seem a bit like the headmaster of a boys' school. Yeah. Whereas critics suggest you have a potential for violence.
I think it's partly to do with the fact that Guinness was nearly 70 when he played the role. I'm 53. I probably think I remember the series better than I do because I did not revisit it because I didn't want to be contaminated by it. But it was a bit of a cozy, sort of British cozy affair. A little nostalgic, and Guinness had that world-weary sort of schoolmasterly gait. And I play him with a little bit more. There's a little bit of the sadist in George. A little more harder-edged, a little more prickly.
You're going to do something for me, Peter. I need the duty officer's logbook for last November. I'm going to have to send you upper floor into the lion's den. If you're caught, you can't mention me.
Is the name ironic? Smiley?
I think it must be. I mean, Mr. Smiley at the circus. The clown that doesn't smile.
The circus, of course, is British intelligence, and they happen to be headquartered in Cambridge Circus. As George Smiley searches for a mole, he's haunted in a more personal way by the personal betrayal of a friend, Bill Hayden, played by Colin Firth, and the specter of this Soviet spy who was kind of his great red Russian whale that he was never able to reel in. Now, spies, kind of like actors, are supposed to be able to compartmentalize their emotions.
Yes.
Can you really do that as an actor or a spy?
I'm not sure about a spy. I mean, George carries with him the two sort of ghosts in the movie. I think this was the idea that Thomas Alfredson had, is that the two people that haunt him is Carla, who he couldn't turn.
The Soviet bloc spy.
Yeah. But he has this huge admiration for him. He respects him. But he's a ghost. And, of course, his wife, Anne.
Is a great spy a great actor?
Yes, but people sort of say, oh, well, acting is just like being a really good liar. And that's not quite true, because you're looking, you're searching at least for the truth of something. Mm-hmm. I wanted to find out a little more of what George was like actually in the trenches.
Yeah.
And Le Carré, from his own experience, said he described the level of paranoia where you would always wait for the footsteps on the stairs, that your cover was blown. Mm-hmm. Take years off you.
The director, Thomas Alfredson, is Scandinavian. Do you think he brings a kind of outsider's eye?
Yeah, it could have been more nostalgic. It's quintessentially British. But he wanted to make this movie about these lonely, fractured people, these casualties of this life that they've chosen, or has chosen them.
When you finish a role like this, do you want to do a sitcom again?
With Friends, are you referring to?
Yes. Well, that's the only one I know.
There's whispers that we may do Smiley's People.
Ah.
Yeah. I think Le Carré is actually behind it. So if that were to happen, I would return. I miss him.
George?
Yeah.
What do you miss about him?
He was good for my blood pressure. Yeah. I used to love getting into work and... Well, it's always nice to be the smartest man in the room. I don't often get to play that. And if someone said to me, hey, man, George Smiley, it's a nice association. Yeah.
Gary Oldman, he is George Smiley in the new Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, and perhaps more, opens in theaters this month. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.